The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azeleth, Usia, Lucia, Mekatelin, Bahetskabel, Eshtami Tukaram is Lo Tigbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, God lift you up, and God be gracious to you. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even furthermore. Well, how are you? All right, today we have a Hoodoo Jack, the Hoodoo Jack reading. Yes, we do. Hoodoo Jack. And this is a detailed reading given to you by the Hoodoo Jack. So you should be praying for it, as they would say. You should be wondering. Okay. Well, now, if you are, you need to call in this number. If you want a hoodoo reading, call in 619-924-9801. 9-924-9801. That number again, 619-924-9801. Well, that's the number. I hope you get it. Hope you got it. Well, now I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start on these Jack readings in a minute. Yeah, sure are. And, well, just some of you, you go right on ahead. Go right ahead and get you one. But we're going to start with a few commercials first. And then we will be with the Hoodoo Jack readings, okay? Now don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. That's the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The new moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
I can take the length of your fingers and hoodoo you in 2 days, make you do what I want you to do. If a person wants to look at your hands, don't let them see how long the life mark in your hand is, because they can get the length of it and make your life shorter. Now, if you get it in for someone and want them to die, make a hoodoo ball of a pound or a proud puppy head, something they wear, and roll it in sulfur and put it where they will walk over it, and it will make them die. I knew a person that they threw one of those hoodoo bags in front of, and one day they got real sick, and a snake came right up through her mouth. Someone put a hoodoo ball under my mother's front doorstep years ago, and when she started to go through the door, she couldn't move. She just stood there. They found the hoodoo ball and threw it in the stove, and all kind of lights shot up from it. The lights were just beautiful. My mother could walk right away soon as the ball started to burn. Now, 3 years ago, my sister got married, and her mother-in-law didn't like it. She was very strong and healthy when she went to live with her mother-in-law. And as soon as she got in her house, she started going down and just kept falling off. They couldn't find what was wrong with her. One day they found salt under the carpet of my sister's room. You see, if anyone has it in for you, they put salt in your room. Now, it was put down. That will pull you down. And another day, she sent her washing home for her mother to wash. And while she was washing the dress she wore most of the time, she found something in the hem of her dress. She took it out, and it was a little bag with sulfur, black pepper, red pepper, and salt. That was one thing that was pulling her down. Her mother took the bag out of her dress, and my sister started to get better. She left her mother-in-law's house, and she got well. I found a hoodoo bag in my yard one day. I guess someone was trying to hoodoo me. I opened it. I found salt, pepper, chicken feet, a rabbit foot, ashes, and a piece of razor. I took them and burned it up, so the spell was broken. Sneeze a snake, squeeze a snake, a lizard and a mole until they die. Dry the bone, grind it up to powder, and place it in a bag. If you don't like someone, throw this bag in front of him, and snakes and lizards will enter his body. If you don't like someone, take a rattlesnake and kill it. Then dry and powder it. Then put that powder in that coffee or something to eat. And in 4 months, they will be full of little snakes. The 84 years old, the man, 84 years old, told me he went down to Washington Park this fall. Someone hoodooed him. He was sitting on the bench, and when he went to get up, and go, he couldn't get up. Someone had to help him to the car. So the next time he went down, he said he was going to fix his shoes. So if he walked over hoodoo balls, it wouldn't hurt him. And he would be able to get up off the benches. He went and burned some alum, some salt, and took some tallow and put that all together and put it in the bottom of his shoes. Now, this will keep anyone from hoodooing you. After he put on his shoes, he went down to the park and did not get any more trouble. I can bite anything and take it and leave and put some iron on it, and you will have the toothache. If a woman don't know and try to rub her jaw against you, she will hoodoo you if you let her. If a woman kisses you twice on one cheek and once on the other, she's trying to hoodoo you. Never be too quick to kiss a girl because she can hoodoo you through the lipstick on her mouth. A colored woman said, the best way to hoodoo a man is to put powder and paint on him. If a person kills somebody and get away, I can get one of those letters and make him surrender in 1 week. Years ago, I was working on Broadway between 6 and 7. I was out sweeping the sidewalk, and I saw something on the wall. I went over to see, and it happened to be a little puppy. Little puppy dog, salamander. I started to kill it, and a colored man was walking on the street, hollered over to me and said, don't kill it, give it to me. But I killed it just the same. I said to this man, what did you want that? What do you want with that? It's poison. He said I could dry it up and make a powder of it and put it in a little paper bag and carry it. And if anyone was across the street, I could drop it down. On the sidewalk, and the wind was on the right side to carry it across the street. It would get up in their nostril and poison them, and would be full of puppy dogs. I was glad I didn't have it, but was afraid of that man. The woman I was working for said he couldn't hurt me, but I was scared of him just the same for years. Now, two men years ago were playing money cards, were playing together, and one man won all the money. So the other man got jealous of him and thought he hoodooed him. So he couldn't play cards for a while. Maybe he would win something. The next time they started to play in cards, he took and put lizard powder on the card. And when this other man started to deal in the cards, his thumb got to hurting so bad that it got twice the size it should be. And he started to suffer so that he couldn't play any more cards that night. In the morning, the thumb had a lizard to the end of it, and the man didn't get to play cards. The other man won the money. Take lizards and make them real mad. Then kill them and cut off their heads. Sprinkle them and make the powder of the head. If you will sprinkle that on someone's head, they will have pain and misery in their heads. If you sprinkle it on their body, they just dribble like a consumption. If you put it in their coffee to drink, they will live, they will have live things in them. My father and neighbor woman went to sit up with another woman that had been sick for 3 years. Everyone told us her mother was a witch and would not eat anything in that house. But everyone that did got bewitched. My father and neighbor woman said they would not eat anything. When this old witch had some coffee real late in the night, it smelled so good that my father and this woman took some. My father said why this witch was making the coffee. She reached up and got an old cup over the fireplace and lighted whatever was in the cup. It made all kinds of beautiful lights. The next morning, on the way home, my father felt something crawling on his skin. He couldn't shake it. When he got home, he found a lizard on the skin. Why? He was showing it to his wife and me. Here came the neighbor's husband, out of breath, and said, "Quick, go quick for the doctor." Rennie Poe just climbed in the fire and tried to get to the top of the fireplace. I can't do a thing with her. So my father got his horse and almost killed our horse, getting to the neighbor's house, to the doctor's house. The doctor was standing on the front porch, and before my father had time to tell him what was wrong, the doctor said, "You go back home, and when you get there, Randy, we'll be all right. And that lizard under your skin will be gone." And sure enough, everything was all right when my father got home. But he never did go out. He never did find out how the doctor knew without being told. Now, if you take the heads of a scorpion, a lizard, and snake, and dry them and make a pot of it, you can hoodoo someone with it. If you have got it for someone you want to hoodoo them, put some of this powder in the handkerchief, and when you are talking to them, take your handkerchief out and shake a little without them knowing it, and it will put a spell on them. Well, some people say you can hoodoo you a cup of coffee by putting something in it that comes through menstrual blood. If anyone finds your monthly cloth and buries it, the cloth rots. When the cloth rots, you die. Well, if someone's sick clothes that you don't like, bury them in a old hollow tree, they will stop bloating and will never sick again. They will never become sick again. Unless you take the rags out of the tree. Well, all I can say is The Lord does do it. He does do it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday here for quite a while. But I'm telling you what, Papa says getting old. I'm getting old and I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired. So, from now on, we'll go Monday and Wednesday. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That'll be enough time. Because, see, I can get interviews in better that way then. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'll be here. Yes, sir. Monday, Wednesday, and of course, I'll always give you the stuff. The hoodoo knows the stuff that I'm reading about. The stuff. And where does that come from? Well, those are very old sayings. They are very old sayings, which I have compiled, which I got up. And the reason why I did it is because I felt, well, so many people wanted to know it. So I started writing it out and getting it ready. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And those hoodoo sayings are such a great comfort to certain people. They are a certain comfort to certain people. Well, you can listen to them. And some of the stuff is definitely bad, I say. There is some bad stuff. There is some bad. In fact, most of the stuff was said at a time when hoodoo meant you were good or you're bad. It just, if you was hoodoo, you just bad off. A person did not admit that they were into hoodoo because that was like admitting that he was bad. He was evil. So some of the things you listen to will sound bad. They'll sound evil. And it's good. You need to learn some of that. You need to learn it. That's right. You need to learn it. Because those are the things which will come against you. which will bother you. You need to learn them. And you need to know them quickly. Quickly. Now, some of the things are good. Some of the things are real good. You can take them and write them down. You can write them down. Those things will work. It will work. It'll work for you. It will work for you each and every time you try to make it work. But all those things, see, I believe in real hoodoo. I believe in only old hoodoo. Yeah, that's right. I believe in only old hoodoo. The hoodoo that I use, that I teach others, is a hoodoo that is old, that is lasting. I don't use none of that new stuff from, from magic and all that shit. I don't use it. The hoodoo I use is old hoodoo. It's the old hoodoo which will last, which will do many things, does good for a person. And so, with the old hoodoo, the new hoodoo looks at it sort of funny. Why? Because there's nothing the new can do with it. There's nothing. New hoodoo cannot do anything. Only the old can. Only the old. And it is the old hoodoo which I will give you. Which I will give you. Now, there are certain people that are going to come on here. Certain guests. You know, and we'll tell you about hoodoo. We'll tell you what they're doing. Well, you go on and you listen to it. Yes, that's right, you listen to it. And you let your mind tell you whether or not it is old enough or it's true or not. You let your mind tell you that. Because it might not be that. It might not be old enough for you, but you'll be able to tell it. You'll be able to tell it. All right? Now, that is all I've got to tell you. Yes, all I got to tell you. But you take it easy. And we will be back here Wednesday. Wednesday. Now, God bless you, God keep you, and God look upon you and give you peace. Bless your going on, and bless your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And all I have to say is, God bless you. Until Wednesday, this is Papa Say saying good night, goodbye, and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.